Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I saw a little bit of the debate last night, and, it was interesting. There were only five people up on the stage, Governor Chris Christie, Senator Tim Scott, former Governor Nikki Haley, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, and then Governor DeSantis. So it was nice to kind of be able to hear, rather than a whole stage of people trying to get, a word in edgewise, we got to hear a little bit more and, see, where people stand on certain things. But the Social Security topic came up, which has to come up. And hearing that we're going to be out of Social Security funds if we don't change something, hearing that whatever we think we are doing now to protect Social Security is not going to be enough worries Americans. So one way to put candidates on the spot is, what are you going to do to Social Security? Are you going to cut benefits? And you got to be really, really careful with the way the media words it, because if somebody says we're not going to do anything to Social Security, is that a good thing or a bad thing? We obviously have to address the Social Security issues. In terms of cutting benefits or making changes, when somebody says they're going to revamp Social Security and change it, they're going to make it sound like they're going to change it for the worse. And I don't really, I haven't dived into what each candidate's plan is, because honestly, I don't think they really know. And they're kind of having trouble figuring out what to say so the media doesn't misquote them. But the problem we have with Social Security is very simple. The money going out does not equal the money coming in. And it's not keeping up with inflation. And it's not keeping up with the cost of living and what the average, the lifespan, the increasing lifespan of our older population. And so some things that have been discussed is, well, why don't we start Social Security later? If people are not dying in their 40s or 50s anymore, and their life expectancy is not 65, now life expectancy is in the 70s, getting closer to 80s, why are we starting Social Security at 62 or moving it to 65? So I'm mixed on that, because life expectancy is changing, overall, because of the fentanyl crisis and the drugs coming in and the violence, although our older individuals are living longer. But my problem is those individuals who are due their Social Security have been putting money in ever since they were 18. Our baby boomers have been working and putting money into the system, thinking that that money has their name on it, and that money they could rely on when they age. Well, if you look at the money that was put in during the 60s and the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, the money that was put in is not equitable to what is needed to pay for rent, gas, food now. Even though the government is supposed to adjust for inflation and invest it properly and make it grow, I think the money is mismanaged. So if you want to fix Social Security, you got to tell the government to not touch the money. All right? Put Social Security money into a mutual fund, have it at a certain interest rate that'll be able to stave off inflation. But number one is, nobody can touch your Social Security money. Number two is, what do we do with people who come into this country and then will need Social Security who never put the money in? See, Social Security works, or the original idea had potential, because if you were going to turn 65 in America, that meant you for 40 years plus, 45 years, were putting money into the system. So we need to figure out, how do we do Social Security for individuals that didn't put money into the system? other thing we have to figure out is how to stave off these high costs. 3% inflation, my ass. The inflation is a lot more than that. I'm seeing 20-30% increases in rates. So if you're not increasing Social Security, no wonder older individuals are struggling. Now, the Social Security, I think, is a top priority because we promised our Americans and newly Americans that if they put the time and they put in the money, we're taking care of them. But the reason why we're running out of money is we are spending on a bunch of other things. And so when we look at entitlements and we look at helping, you know, individuals who are not Social Security age, you know, I'm hearing statistics that only 50% of our country pays taxes. Only 50% of our country then is working. Why do we have such a high unemployment? Why are people not working? I'm hearing from business owners that employees are asking to only have X amount of hours per week so they could still qualify for aid. What I think we need to do is rather than scare the hell out of our older individuals who put in the time and the dues, I think what we need to do is relook at where's the other money going. If you have an able-bodied person that could work, why are they on welfare? We technically shouldn't run out of money for our older individuals if the system is done correctly. But if we need to use all this money on people coming into the country, on people that are like, look, you know what? If I work only 10 hours a week, I get to also get unemployment. If there are people figuring out how to mess with the system, of course we're going to run out of money. Was it the Tsarnaev brothers who did the Boston Marathon bombing? They were boxers, weightlifters. They looked like vibrant young men to me. I heard that they were on welfare. Why? Why are we having able-bodied, you know, physically fit young adults getting government handouts? Now, I get if you're poor, if you're disabled, if you cannot get a job because of a disability, that's exactly what Medicare and Social Security are for. But so much money is going to able-bodied people that don't work. And so, yes, the fewer the people working, the fewer those tax dollars are going in. And then what money are they going to have for Social Security? So we're going to talk more, but I want to hear your ideas how to fix the Social Security problem. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So election anxiety is a real thing. Politics anxiety. Anxiety from watching the news. If any of you are feeling pretty crappy right now, you're in a funk, you're a little nervous, it's totally normal. Now, if you can't go to work, if you can't be around your family, if you can't, you know, get help, we still want you to be able to function and live a healthy life. But if you are feeling very frustrated and anxious, I hear you. Remember there was that study looking at insomnia? And some people are kept up at night because of climate change. I think there's, you know, bigger, more acute things happening. But that you have more control over. But I get it. People are anxious. And so for those of us that watched the debate last night, and I didn't get to see all of it, but you kind of saw the back and forth. And listen, everybody up there has, you know, credentials, and they have done, you know, good things for their party and for their constituents. But I think part of our anxiety we have right now is what the hell is next year going to look like? The 2024 election year, not that we always know the year before what's, you know, what things look like, but is anybody happy with Biden running again? Is anybody happy with the idea that it could be Michelle Obama or Governor Newsom? Are people happy that it's going to be Trump? Are people happy with Nikki Haley, with DeSantis, with Ramaswamy? And so I think the elephant in the room is who can be the next greatest president and fix the mess we're in. And the bigger elephant in the room is, I don't think one person could do it. I think things are so far gone that we are going to be headed toward a civil war. When you see what's happening between Hamas, apparently some of the Hamas attackers were gang raping the women they had abducted and then shot one in the head while they were raping her. I mean, and to see people support that, if you have in your country people that think terrorism is okay, and that rape and murder and throwing babies into an oven is okay, it starts to make you kind of wonder who you're living next to. There was a shooting. A retired attorney, 77 years old, shot two people who were blocking the road in Panama. He's an American citizen, but he was in Panama. And there were people blocking the road. And boy, does that make people mad when they have a place to go and people are throwing themselves on the road because they're trying to protect the, protect their environment. We're shooting each other. And we killed a Jew who was holding a Israeli flag in Ventura County. Have you guys been to Ventura, California? Great city, great county. We're killing each other because of their religion and their support for Israel? What the hell is wrong with people? So if somebody asked me, who do I want for president? And I think one of the candidates might be better than some of the other ones, but I want somebody who's going to flip and, unite the country. Tell people to stop shooting each other. Quit being anti-Semitic, racist, discriminatory. Secure the border. Put America first. Stop crime. Build our schools. Protect our schools. Fix our flailing healthcare infrastructure. And not screw up the economy. Now, we might have a candidate better than some of the other ones that could do that. But I think a lot of people right now are feeling, is any president going to be perfect? No. For those people that really support Trump, and all the issues he's going through, right now from the legal system, for those of us who feel that he is being targeted over and over and over again and people are doing their very best to try to keep him out of the race, we're like, keep going. You're our guy. For others who go, there's just so much drama. Do we need somebody young, vibrant? They're not excited for it. Or for those that don't vote conservative. Vivek Ramaswamy, I'm not sure what the hell he was doing yesterday. I think he is trying to be Trump 2.0. And he's failing at it. Vivek Ramaswamy is a smart man, but he's green when it comes to politics. And he's a little green when it comes to knowing how to navigate a political field. But, you know, when Nikki Haley is starting to surge in the polls and he's calling her Dick Cheney in 3-inch heels, he doesn't have the Trump swagger. You know, he's 38 years old. He built a company, a lot of questions as to how much he needed to work with China in order, you know, to be as successful as he is. And he has a lot of potential and may later go far in the Republican Party. But I think maybe he needs to not do some of the stuff he's doing at these debates. And I know some people like that quirkiness and like that, but again, he's not Trump. And so it's not going to go far. Now, Trump went far. I think he made fun of Rand Paul's hair. A lot of people dislike Trump's quirkiness, too. But what do they like about Trump? Well, Trump says things that people are afraid to say, but want to say. Trump wants to secure the border, wants to stop illegal immigration, wants to stop cartel and terrorists from coming over. But hopefully still have an immigration policy for migrants and refugees. He wants to fix the schools, fix crime, stop the woke, stop the targeting of people who vote right. Okay, that, you know, is a pretty common theme with many of the candidates. But Trump's been in the White House before. So that's why Trump has a resounding lead. Nikki Haley is trying to come across as the one who knows foreign policy. And being ambassador to the UN, she does have more foreign policy experience than the other candidates. And so for those people who are like, we need somebody who understands foreign policy and will keep us strong and get, as we start to enter World War III, you know, be a strong commander-in-chief, help. Some people feel she might work. With Ron DeSantis, he keeps bringing up he was a veteran, and he was. He brings up how he was able to make policy happen in Florida, has a lot of credentials under his belt, has a likability factor. You know, I met the guy, nice guy, but, you know, not enough to pull him ahead of Trump. And so Tim Scott, really nice. I love hearing him talk, but again, you know, do people feel like these individuals are going to be the ones to really run this country? And if Vivek is, you know, bringing up, you know, high heels and a woman and, you know, and is going back and forth on his support of Israel, it doesn't make him, again, a strong candidate. And so, on the Republican side, people are nervous. On the Democrat side, wow. Your president is being asked to not run again. That's got to be anxiety producing. Your president has been made fun of and put on AARP magazines and every other thing and has done older individuals a disservice by increasing age discrimination. His Bidenomics is a joke. And so as a Democrat, we have to decide if we're Democrat, if we're going to double down on who we said was going to be perfectly fine for two terms, or dump them for another candidate. That's why they keep saying it's his age, it's his age. They want to say they dumped him because of his age. They don't want to say they dumped him because of policy. That's a problem. So, yeah, if you're anxious about this coming election, I don't blame you. It's stressful. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. China threatening Taiwan was a topic during the third GOP presidential debate last night. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley said we need to modernize our military and arm Taiwan. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said we need more naval ships and the future of freedom is in the Indo-Pacific. The general consensus, though, was we needed to support our military against China. The White House taking note of the substantial voter turnout in support of abortion rights. According to Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the significance of that election night cannot be overstated. Defense officials say the U.S. conducted an airstrike on a weapons storage facility in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militants. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he's fully prepared to take the necessary measures to protect U.S. personnel. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while the country might not like those of us getting older, right, because we're using Social Security, and older individuals seem to be looked upon as not as useful, I want to grow old. Right? To hell with everybody. And I'm going to do the best I can to be able to live long enough to see grandkids, great-grandkids. Of course, you know, my boys need to do a little bit better job of wooing, right, potential partners. My son has a girlfriend. She loves him, and he loves her, and she puts up with him. So as far as I'm concerned, she's a goddess. I mean, honestly, wow. Gotta find somebody for my other son, but it's no rush. Let them take their time. But by the time they do have grandkids, or maybe great-grandkids, I hope I'm around. And so the American Heart Association has come up with 8 heart healthy habits called Life's Essential 8. And those who scored high using those and with those had a younger biological age. Now, some of you have seen these articles saying that people have a lower biological age than their age. They shaved 10 years off their life. And you're like, okay, what the hell are they talking about? Right? But there is a theory that the more miles you put on your car, that car could be a 2022. But look at what happened to that Uber driver. After 15 months, his Tesla battery died. 15 months might not seem long in a car life, but you put a lot of miles on it, it does shave off time of the life. So we need to look at our bodies sometimes like a car. For me, I put on a lot of miles. And by the time I was 25, I was probably already a 40-year-old. When you're doing back-to-back 36-hour shifts, when you're seeing what you're seeing, the death, the misery, the amputations, and when you go through some of the trials and tribulations and you go through a lot of stress, you're putting on miles. Now, thank God I don't smoke. I don't drink alcohol. Well, I'm not to a degree that would hurt you. Trust me, you offer me a strawberry daiquiri, I'm dropping the salad fork, okay? I'll grab it. But, you know, are we doing everything we need to protect our health? And so when you have two people who are, let's say, 50 years old or 60 years old, and one smoked, drank, did drugs, ate like crap, put their body through hell, they're going to probably appear a lot older than somebody who ate a lot of vegetables, exercised all the time, hydrated, slept well, avoided smoking, drank at a minimum. You know, Matt Perry, we don't have the final autopsy results yet. They have ruled out fentanyl and meth, which I really didn't suspect. You know, he was relaxing in his jacuzzi. He had been in and out of rehab. But when you look at him in his final days, he looked like he put on some miles. He didn't look like a healthy 54-year-old. And when people start to age quickly and look like they're aging quickly, and they're a star who has a lot of money, I mean, Brad Pitt, dang, guy's almost 60. And he looks like the way he did in his 20s and 30s. Now, how much of it is plastic surgery or Botox or fillers or, you know, good camera angles. But if he's taking care of himself, he is going to look younger, act younger. So the AHA, the American Heart Association, is going to be presenting on November 11th to the 13th in Philadelphia to talk about the essentials that you need. Because our chronological age and our phenotypic age are two different things. Chronological age is how old we were based on the year we were born. But the AHA is tracking phenotypic age, which looks at actual age, blood markers, looks at your metabolism, inflammation, organ function. And they say phenotypic age is a practical tool to assess our body's biological aging process and a strong predictor of future risk of this disease and health. We've observed a dose-response relationship, meaning as your heart health improves, your biological aging will slow. So you could gain it back. Another thing people always say is, well, I'm screwed. Now, I grew up in the 60s. I'm done for. No, you're not done for. You can still redeem your health. You quit smoking, your lungs start to repair. You quit drinking, your liver can repair. I mean, assuming you don't need a transplant. You know, your heart will improve. We've found time and time again that we could improve our organ health. Now, you might not live till 140, but you might be able to gain another 10 years. So, in the study, the researchers calculated the difference between actual and biological age for 6,500 adults who participated in the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey between 2015 and 18. They averaged 47 years of age, half for male, half for female. Those who scored high for heart health had a younger physiological age. The opposite was true for those with poor heart health. They say the average actual age of those with good cardiovascular health was actually 41, while their average biological age was 36. For those with low cardiovascular health, the average actual age is 53, but their biological age was even older, 57. And so what are the 8 keys to living longer and have a better biological or phenotypic age? Well, follow a healthy sleep schedule. When you talk to these centenarians, especially in Europe, they wake up at the same time every day. They poop same time every day. They eat at the same time every day. They exercise at the same time every day. And they go to bed at the same time every day. Bodies are creatures of habit. Good habits, hopefully. So you go to bed at 10, wake up at 7. Try and stick to that. But if you sadly have to work graveyard and, you know, shifts and do shift work and get ripped out of sleep because of pets and snoring and all that, that could be a problem. Healthy sleep schedule, number one, don't smoke. Number two, not in terms of importance. Number three, get regular physical activity. You've got to move. Whether it's walking, hiking, treadmill, weights, sweeping, cleaning, walking the dog, sex, regular physical activity. You have to, number four, adhere to a healthy diet. Number five, maintain healthy glucose levels. Even if you're diabetic, keep those sugar levels normal. Maintain healthy cholesterol levels. Maintain healthy blood pressure. Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, are you kidding me? We talk about this all the time. Tell us something new. It's not anything. It's going to be the same thing. Over. I mean, maybe every now and then somebody will say, bone up on your vitamin D. Get a little bit more sun. Maybe swim. Potty on a regular basis. But these 8 things are always going to be consistent. And sometimes people need charts or infographics. But the take home to this is you're not screwed. You can always redeem your health. But when you have a family member, like when my father died at age 62, and I saw pictures of him kind of aging rapidly in the last year or two, that's a sign that he was probably a biological age of 70 or 80. And he died and he's only 62. Yet my friends who are 62 look 20 years younger than he did. May he rest in peace. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so apologize about my hair today for those of you guys that can see my hair. So the weight loss drug obsession is 2023, in addition to all the other chaos we saw, was the year of the weight loss drug. And even though we've had weight loss drugs for a while, stars, celebs, public officials, people jumped on Wegovy, which is the weight loss FDA-approved drug that is the equivalent of Ozempic, a diabetic medication. They are GLP-1 agonists, which help decrease food slowing and promote satiety. Mounjaro, another diabetic medication, hits it from two fronts. Not only is it a GLP agonist, but also a GIP agonist. It's a double hitter. We didn't have necessarily a weight loss application for that. It's only FDA approved for diabetes. Eli Lilly now has gotten FDA approval for their weight loss version of Mounjaro, which is called Zepbound. So for those of you going, oh, there's a new drug, so we don't have to do Wegovy. It's going to be cheaper. It's going to be, it's similar. So it's kind of in this class of medications that slow down the absorption, slow down the motility, increase satiety. The cost, Eli Lilly says it's 20% cheaper than Wegovy or Ozempic. It still comes, though, to $1,060 a month. Now, that's the list price. If you could get insurance to cover it, great. If there's rebates or coupons, you might be able to get it down. But that's still a pretty penny. And so it does, however, boast some pretty significant weight loss. I think 52 pounds in 15 months. I need to double check that. And in a study of 25,000 adults, there was a 22.5% weight loss with the higher dosing. With the lower dosing, was 72 weeks, people lost 16% of their body weight. Another late-stage study found that tirzepatide, which is Zepbound, caused up to 15.7% weight loss among people who were obese or overweight and have type 2 diabetes. So these medications, working on our hormones and targeting these to make us more full, is kind of the way to fight obesity in the future. The glucagon-like peptide 1, GLP-1, the glucose-dependent insulinotropic polypeptide, or GIP, will slow the emptying of the stomach, make you feel longer, suppress your appetite. What are the side effects? Well, the side effects originally, they said, were similar to Mounjaro, Ozempic, Wegovy, because these medicines have been around, the nausea, vomiting, you could get diarrhea, constipation. I don't know if they mentioned pancreatitis, but pancreatitis is a concern. We know with this class of medication. And I don't think they mentioned the suicidal thoughts, which have been anecdotally reported with some of these medications, the gastroparesis, the paralysis, and the slowing down of the GI. That I don't believe was listed in the PI, but I don't have the PI to say for sure. But we are assuming that the side effect profile could be the same. Now, when people ask, why do these medications make you nauseous? Well, if the medication is designed to slow the passage of food, make you feel full longer, all right, and to make you feel more satiated. As I said yesterday, you know, you eat a big Thanksgiving dinner. You feel pretty satisfied. You feel good. But some of you, after Thanksgiving dinner, you feel nauseous. See, when I get full, or if I think I eat too much, I start getting nauseous. That's my body's way of telling me don't take any more food. So I haven't tried these medications. People have talked to me, have you tried these medications? As much as I would love to lose weight, no, I haven't. Because I know I would be the one to get the nausea, I would be the one to get the constipation, and I would be the one to get the gastroparesis. Because my satiety isn't that, oh, I feel full and satisfied, I feel sick if I eat too much. So it's different strokes for different folks. It doesn't mean the medicine is a lie and it's fake. It means it's doing its job, making you feel full. But for some people to feel full, they have to get nauseous. That's their feeling full sensation. So, you know, but here's my thing with these medications. I was interviewed by Fox 35 in Orlando, and they said, are you excited about it? Are you are you disliking it? I'm mixed. On one end, we are almost 50% obese in the U.S. population. They say 4 out of 10, but it's rising. So we've got to do something with obesity. And now that we're not smoking and we're getting people off smoking, people are eating more. So figuring out ways to keep people full and make them eat less, that could also help our food shortage issues. So I think the more drugs, the better. There'll be more competition and the prices will go down. The problem I am having with these weight loss drugs is we're not hearing in the news, the doctors are hopefully doing it, but we're not hearing in the news and the advertisements, guys, these studies looked at 52 weeks, 63 weeks, 75 weeks. We can't guarantee that you're going to be on this medication for 75 weeks. One, it's flipping expensive. Number two is, even if insurance is covering it now, if your insurance company told your employer, you know what, we're hiking the rates, all these people are on Wegovy and are now going to be on, want to be on this Zep, and I can't even remember the name now. Yeah, Zep Bound. We're upping our rates. So if your employer is like, let's find a cheaper plan for January 2024, and the cheaper plans are the ones that don't cover this, now you lost your drug in January. And nobody's talking about the weight gain you get when you go off these medications. If you are going to go on Wegovy or Zepbound for weight loss, you have got to make sure you are doing the 500 other things that need to be done to keep that weight down and not let it come back. But if you're going to be spending $1,060 a month and you're going to go 15 months, you're going to be spending almost 20 grand and then you don't have any more money in the bank, you stop the shots and you gain the weight back, you're out 20 grand and you're overweight. And so when people talk about, are there mood issues and depression? There's been reports of that. Is it because of the medication that's doing it, or is it because that they're now dependent on it? And the second they stop, they blow back up. See, if I'm going to bust my butt or I'm going to spend 20 grand, I want to be able to wear a bikini when I'm 60 and 65. But we don't know how long you could be on these medications. And if you are banking on your insurance will pay for it for 1 or 2 years or 5 years or 10 years, I'm telling you right now, probably not. We can barely fund Medicare. Do you think Medicare is going to, or even the taxpayers, are going to want to pay higher taxes so people could get the weight loss drug? And so there's too many people who are going to need it. It's just too damn expensive. If it's $5 a dose, you got something. But these medications are very expensive. That's why we have also our ADHD crisis, right? And our school crisis. People can't get the medication because it's in short supply. So now we're starting to see school and work fall off the curve. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.